Our guest of the cafe is the director, executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk very soon, before we run out of time, about your major event that you have coming up on April 5th. But let's talk first of all about the fact that you'll be soon taking applications for Hunt County organizations that want to receive help from United Way.
Correct. Every year we have an application process for our agencies, and it is what seems like a very long process. But in the spring, we're taking applications for the next year. So we're looking at the 2019 funding year, and our applications are available to any nonprofit. You do have to have certain financial requirements, meaning some sort of audit done on your books. You have to have a board, and they meet regularly, and there's an application. If you fill out a full 990, we require to see that. There are other just process of application.
A 990? What is that?
990 is kind of the scorecard, if you will, for most nonprofits. It's the tax form that most nonprofits are required to fill out with the IRS, and it shows, anyone can see those. It's available on many nonprofit websites, uh-huh, where you can evaluate overhead, which is the big talked about thing mostly. You can evaluate overhead, you can evaluate what's spent on events and that kind of thing. And so the 990 is a very detailed report of your financials.
How much money actually goes to helping people and not administrative costs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would challenge all of those Facebookers who are forwarding memes, etc., to do their own research, because a lot of those are not as accurate as you might think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what the deadline for people to, or organizations to apply?
First part of April to apply for the 2019 funding, so it is close at hand.
Early April. We're not quite sure of exactly the date yet, but early April.
Finalizing the details now.
Yeah. You have 14 agencies.
Correct.
Can you think of, off the top of your head, what the most recent agencies that you've added?
The Golden K Kiwanis, they do the ramps for folks who need help getting in and out of their homes. Mm-hmm. And also Commerce Public Library and Rotha are relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. So those applications will be available soon for organizations that would like to become a United Way partner.
Call the office, or they will be online shortly.
Okay, very good. Now then, you have a big event coming up. This is Thursday, April 5th, and it's called Living Well Aware.
Yes, this is our annual luncheon. This will be our seventh year that we've done this, and we try to pick out either educational or health-related topics that are beneficial for our community. The doctor that will be coming to speak is Dr. Patsy Sulak, and she's from the Temple area. Very renowned speaker, dynamic speaker. She's just very energetic, and we're excited to have her in our community. So you can come find out how to do some mindful things, and it's not just about you got to eat right and work out, right? We all know that. And she does mention those things, but there are some other things that we can do. And she talks about volunteering as being a thing to make you feel better and mm-hmm, healthier. Mm-hmm. So encourage anybody to come out April 5th. The tickets are limited, so please call the office or go online.
Now, she is a medical school professor.
She is a physician, practicing physician, and she does teach in medical school, yes.
I see. Good. Now, you say that the seating is limited, and one of the reasons for that is it's in the Texan Theater.
It is in the Texan Theater.
They don't have a huge number of seats there.
It's a very intimate.
Really?
Intimate venue. It's going to be very nice. We're very excited. But it is limited seating, so get your tickets early. They're $30 this year. There are some sponsorship tables still available if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. But tickets are available online at unitedwayofhuntcounty.org, or you can call the office 903-455-7414.
And if you haven't seen the Texan Theater, and it's been open now a while, the remodeled Texan, but it's a good opportunity to see.
It's worth $30 just to see
easily.
The theater.
Well, and some of the events cost a little more than $30, that you may have noticed.
Exactly.
As well. So it would be a good opportunity. But that is it's really a beautiful
facility.
So that's Thursday, April 5th. and Living Well Aware is what it's called. And is that that's a major fundraiser for you?
That is one of our major fundraisers. And what we like to really focus on this one is talking about the summer lunch and the impact that we're making there, because it's so close to that event. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be feeding lots more kids this summer.
And that has been down in Quinlan, but you're expecting to expand that.
The Mobile Learning Cafe is a partnership with Quinlan ISD, and this year we hope to add mobile learning to
somewhere, maybe the northern part of the county. Still,
yes, sir.
Still working on that?
Details to come.
Okay, good. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.